We've been discussing the halacha about not bringing a weapon into shul. We said the mechaber learns in Shulchan Aruch, this is yesh osrim. Some people asser it, and then we said that even though he says yesh osrim, it may be a davar muskam. It may be something that everybody agrees on, and that's what the Tzitzel Eliezer says. So then we were giving reasons why should there be a prohibition against bringing a weapon into shul. So the simplest pshat is that the makatzer shouldn't be by the marich. In other words, the weapon is makatzer. It takes away a person's life, and being in shul or davening is something that gives you a longer life. So it's not appropriate. And one way you could say is that there's the Rabbi Ariel Diamond. He learns the base medrash. He was saying, like, in people's minds, we view it as a marich, and if I bring a makatzer in, it like throws everything off. So we went over yesterday. The Mishnah says in Masechet Midot, the Mishnah has this svara, but it says with the mizbeach. The Torah says when you build the mizbeach, lo tanif aleihem barzel, you shouldn't wave the metal over the stones when you're building the mizbeach. That's the Torah says that, and the Mishnah says shabarzel nivra lekatzir yamav shel adam. Barzel was created to shorten man's life. It means like in a sword or a knife. Mizbeach nivra larich yamav shel adam, and mizbeach is created to lengthen a person's life. Einu b'din sheyuna from a katzir al hamarich. Then we said that the Mishnah on another halacha, a similar idea, where the Mishnah Berurah relates this to cutting the chutim of tzitzis, the threads of tzitzis the of each one. So the Magen Avraham brings down, if you have to cut it, you should cut it with your teeth and not with a sakin. And the Machzor Shekel explains, because same idea, lo tanifalei in barzel, tzitzis has an aspect of a richus yamim. We went over this yesterday. And then if you're cutting it with a knife, that's like makatzer. And then he adds on that bedavka, you should cut it with your teeth. There are 32 teeth, like there are 32 strings in the tzitzis, so it seems appropriate. And he says, but if it's difficult to cut with the teeth, so poskim say you can cut it with another type of metal, like silver or copper or a plastic knife. Like that. Okay, now, a third halacha with this comes up, and then we'll relate again back to the weapons. So the Beis Yosef brings down that katav rokeach, mechasin sakin b'shapir chasamazon. The rokeach says that when we bench, we cover the knives on the table. We don't leave them exposed. He says al shem lo tanif aleihem barzel. And then there's a similar idea that like a person's table is like a mizbeach. You know this, where you have salt on the table also, because on the korbanot we'll have, in other words, the table's a mizbeach, and you put salt on the korbanot, and then every korban you offer melach, the whole korban min chachava melach timlach. You salt the offerings, and so you have salt on the table. So he says in the same way, you shouldn't have barzel, at least for the benching, he says. He says that the... and then he quotes from the Avudraham. He says, but the Shibuli Aleket says, he brings a different reason, from a Chavir Rabbi Simcha Shemati Tamacher. He says, Pamachari Acham Varech Bir Karamazon. He says, once somebody was benching Bir Karamazon, Ushigil Bir Kabona Yerushalayim. When he got to the Bracha Bona Yerushalayim, he had a lot of Kavana for it. Vinizkar Churban Abayit, and he remembered the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Lakachasakin was Kobavit. No, he committed like Harikari when he was benching, which is bad news. The Alki Nahagul Salko. Therefore, the minhag is to take away the knife when you bench. Now, he brings down that in the footnotes, he says that the Bali Musar, write at length about this. It seems like kind of a far-fetched chashash that a person's going to take a knife and commit suicide with it. He says that's not the minhag is not based on the fact that we were concerned that somebody would do that. The Chachamim always wanted us to remember that there was somebody that was so upset about the Churban Beis HaMikdash that he did it, and we should take musar how much a person has to feel the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it doesn't mean like we think, you're going to commit suicide, I'm commit suicide, but to think, this is something we should be, thinking about. Make the bracha, you're benching Bona Yerushalayim, think about the terrible Churban that took place. So then he mentions, he says both, the Beis Yosef says both reasons are brought down in the Or Chod Chaim, and he says, V'no gimish shabbatot v'yamim tovim shalol l'chasor asakin. So the Beis Yosef says, the minhag is that on Shabbos and Yantiv, you don't cover the knife. Then he says, U'lefi tam rev simcha ein l'chalik ben shabbat l'chol. But according to Rabbi Simcha's reason, which is the guy committing harikari, there's no reason to distinguish between Shabbos and chol. U'mikol makom minhagan shel Yisrael Torah, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. So there's a whole shakla v'tarya. L'chora, both reasons would seem to be, in other words, we gave two reasons for covering the knife. One is because of the Mizbeach, right? In other words, the table's like the Mizbeach, so lo tanifalim barzel, and the other you might commit suicide, or this fellow committed suicide. Remember, so the Beis Yosef says, according to Rabbi Simcha, there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. So the implication is, according to the first reason, there is a difference. In other words, with putting the knife on the Mizbeach. So what would be the difference between, in the first reason, between Shabbos and Chol? In other words, if the reason is, my table is like an altar, my table is like a Mizbeach, I don't want the knife to come near the Mizbeach. In other words, I got to eat the meal, but, you know, when I bench, I don't want it near the Mizbeach, near the Shulchan. So what would be what's the logic that Shabbos should be any different than the week?
Shabbos,
say again, what? What? Say again, what?
Only
midas
halacha din. Shabbos.
Only midas. All right.
You don't have to take it away because you know the whole Shabbos experience is
rachamim. Is midas harachamim. All right. This I didn't see, but I do see other things here. So he says, the Magen Avraham says, that since there's no binyan mizbeach on Shabbos, so it's not shaykh and tam and shulchan tam and mizbeach. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But then he quotes from the Taz. The Taz says, for both reasons, you have to asr it on Shabbos and on Yontiv. He says, and he says what the Beis Yosef meant, that it doesn't mean that only according to Rabbeinu Simcha you shouldn't be mechalik, but even according to the Taz Rabbeinu Simcha, that was the Hari Kari reason, you shouldn't be mechalik Shabbos and Chol, and certainly for the reason of the Budram, there's no reason to be mechalik. Anyway, now, let me mention one other halacha, and then maybe we'll wrap it up and we'll do a little bit more tomorrow night. The Mishnah Berurah brings down al derech haKabbalah that a person shouldn't stick a knife in a fruit and make a bracha. And it was like if I have a knife and I have an apple, I shouldn't take the knife like shish kebab it and say, you know, borei pri eitz and eat it like with the knife that way. So he says afim yochazet asakim biyad yamino. Even though I'm holding, this gets more like a derech haKabbalah. All of this, in other words, even though I'm holding the knife in my right hand, and he says, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's from the Baal HaTanya, he says, because there are two hafachim b'nosei echad, two opposites on one topic. He says the yamin is mimena tosot chayim, and this from the right represents like life, things are good. He says and the sakin is kochel shel esav, which is makatzer chayim. So you shouldn't like vermish everything. And he says many shchai brings down the same thing in the kafa chayim as well. All right, so you know what? So bli neder tomorrow night. We'll talk about whether the minhag is the minhag not to go into a shul or not to have the weapon when you're davening. And there's big nafkamina between the two of those. And it would, like, let's say a person's davening like in his home. In other words, let's say I'm davening in privacy in my home. Can I have a gun on my belt? Is that a problem or not? Okay, we'll talk about a blinetter tomorrow. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Kanani Ben Akash, Marin Spock, Self, Yisrael, Tomorrow, and the